T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
He saved my life, and, at least on paper, he gave me a chance to fight for vindication.
He wasn't given a fair trial.
If I did what I did and I was an employee of anybody else, I'd have been canned the next day.
Under this president and this administration, we're going to defend the police.
All black lives should matter, and all lives should matter.
America better wake up.
America better wake up. Boy, that is the truth. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy Tuesday to you. So glad you're with us this morning. We are live on Facebook there for you. You can also go to radio.com and listen to us anywhere in the country, which I did yesterday on my long drive back on the final day of our trip home. So it was fantastic.
Yep. Welcome
listen
back.
To some of your, back. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Listen to some of your great music selections yesterday, Denise.
Thank you. Well, it wasn't mine. It was Carl.
Right, heard you saying, now Mark's, if Mark's listening this morning, he's going to hate this.
And well, I was right.
No, of course not. Of
yes,
course not.
Yes, I was. You did not want to hear any Beastie Boys.
I remember the Beastie Boys. I never really was a fan, but I
remember the Beastie Boys. You're so hip, Mark.
Surely they're not a thing anymore, right?
Well, one of them has passed away.
Okay.
But so yeah, they're not making any new music as the Beastie Boys, but
I see.
Their stuff always, still stands. Even the song from 22 years ago that he played yesterday.
That's wild. Well, I'm glad you're back with us. So we got lots to talk about this morning, you know, not the least of which is the fact that check yourself before you leave your house. Are you wearing a mask? Are you wearing a mask? And if you're not, are you prepared for your neighbor to report you? Huh. Isn't that fascinating?
Yep.
Yep.
So the city and the county, which, I mean, we already knew this about the county. They have a place on their respective websites where you can go report your neighbor or your business in your neighborhood if they're not enforcing the mask requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And it just tells you that you need to understand that if you do that, you have to put your information in when you do it. It's not anonymous.
Right.
It's not anonymous. And afterwards, we should all get to see the list, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly. Now I know Sam Page.
It's all this stuff is just making it more divisive. It's divisive enough, and then this kind of stuff just makes it worse. And that's why we have a division. Which is ridiculous.
Well, of course, now the debate is whether or not to reopen. We're back to the debate on whether or not to reopen schools.
Yeah, we have to be because that's coming up in a few weeks here.
Right.
I know a lot of the big districts are going to be releasing their information on the 20th was supposed to be the date they're going to be releasing more information. So.
I don't completely understand that.
I don't either. And it actually makes me angry, so I try not to think about it.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about it coming up here. I got Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio is going to phone in here at about 6:20 to talk a little bit more about this, because the left is blasting the Secretary of Education
DeVos
from Michigan, mm-hmm. DeVos.
Betsy DeVos.
Yeah, they're blasting her because she's talked about the fact that...
Why don't they want them in school, kids in school? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I know that COVID cases are... The numbers are up across the country. Mm-hmm. Talked to a friend of ours who's a nurse down in Texas just yesterday. And in that particular area, in southern Texas, they are having a big peak in cases. And in some cases, a peak in hospitalizations, depending mm-hmm. on who the folks are. That's not the case everywhere. And what we do know for sure is that people under the age of 19, if they do get it, they have it for a couple of days and then they're over it.
Well, I get that it's a bigger picture than that, because you're talking about not just the kids, it's the teachers and who all of sure. these people are going home to.
Right.
I get the big picture of all of those things. But keeping kids home and the other things that impacts should also be taken into consideration. The harm that can be done in so many other ways there too. I mean, it's a big messy picture. I get it, but if you really believe these kids aren't hanging around with each other right now, you're wrong, because they are. All the age groups, people are hanging out with other kids. And they're still going home to their families, and you're still coming in contact with them when you go to a restaurant. So unless you are hunkered down in your home and you haven't left, I have a hard time having this conversation with you.
Well, and some people are still hunkered down, and those people should have the option of keeping their children home. If
and
they
that those
that
options are on the table.
Right.
But why does that correct. Keep the other kids from going to school?
Oh, I'm with you 100%.
So it's just, it's a mess.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see a divide, because now there's a discussion again about some universities allowing, I know at least, I'm trying to think who it was. I don't know if it was Princeton. One of the big universities, it wasn't Princeton, because it was a state school. They were going to have freshmen and sophomores on campus, but have juniors and seniors doing online classes.
Yeah.
And
to
I'm thinking
the
to myself,
in half.
What's the point here?
You I should certainly have the wouldn't juniors be sending and my seniors. Kid to school and spending that yeah. kind of money if
Thank
they're doing
you.
It online.
Yeah.
Thank
and if you.
You
don't send my kid to school, do I get my tax money back? Just wondering.
It's good. It's a valid point. I also think we're going to see a divide between public and private schools.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of private schools are planning to go ahead and whole classes.
And I'd be lying if I hadn't said I wasn't thinking about those things on the side if
yes.
Yeah,
my
depending
school
on what your district
yep.
does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
openly having those conversations with my girls, so there's not a big surprise if there's a private school that my kids could go to. If
yeah.
the public school district isn't in, the thoughts crossed my mind.
Another reason we'd need school vouchers, so you can transport your tax dollars along with it. How about that? 314-241-9797. We'll get to more on this. Tanya J. Powers coming up. The People's Speaker, Tim Jones, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. And Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends coming up about 7:10. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The notion that Cory Gardner or Tom Tillis or Joni Ernst or Martha McSally or John Cornyn is too afraid to stand up and say presidents can't commute sentences of people who are lying to protect them and threatening witnesses to protect them. This is not complicated.
Claire Bear makes an appearance. How about that? Claire McCaskill. Coming out from under her rock there and commenting on the Roger Stone commutation. She says it's gonna cost Republicans the Senate. We're going to talk more about that coming up here and get to your phone calls on in just a couple of minutes. Glad you're back with us live on Facebook this morning. Be sure and tune in. Like the page there, The Mark Cox Show on Facebook, and you can get notifications whenever we post new interviews or go live there on the site. I want to get to this issue that we were talking about a minute ago regarding schools reopening and what they're going to do this fall. We got Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio joining us this morning. And Betsy DeVos is taking a lot of grief here. Tanya, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So, DeVos is saying the schools need to reopen, and she got a lot of pushback on that yesterday.
She did. On Sunday, she was on State of the Union on CNN with Dana Bash, and there's about a 22-minute interview that she did with her. And basically, it is the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, saying that the schools need to be fully reopened and children need to be returned to full-time learning in the fall in person. This is an idea that we have heard President Trump talk about. There has even been the threat of pulling funding for schools and school districts that don't go along with this idea as well. Dana Bash basically asked her, what is the plan to make that happen? If this is something that is you know, the president feels this strongly about and you do as well, what is the plan to, you know, from the federal government to make that happen? And basically she just kept saying, you know, it's something that we have to make happen. They have to be back in school. She didn't give the outline of a plan and kind of punted this to the local municipalities and the, you know, school districts themselves to come up with plans. She was kind of pressed several times on that. She was also pressed on, you know, what is the criteria for shutting down a school? Are you going along with the CDC's recommendations? You know, what is trying to get more information about, you know, the push to open schools and have kids all, you know, there full time in person. Yes. And that's kind of where this all started. There is pushback now, obviously, from a lot of folks who said that, you know, she doesn't have a plan, that she should have had an answer for all of that. Ayanna Pressley is one of the Democrats that you're probably talking about when you mentioned the people who have kind of been, you know, critical of her, to say the least. She said on Twitter, Ayanna Pressley, who is the representative from Massachusetts, a Democrat, she said, I wouldn't trust you to care for a houseplant, let alone my child. That was not the entire tweet. You know, she basically called her out and said, you have no plan. Teachers, kids, and parents are fearing for their lives. And she quote tweeted the interview that came from as well. So she was one of the Democratic lawmakers that, you know, kind of blasted the education secretary for her answers.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, I mean, there is an economic side to this, too. Parents who work in families where both parents work, the prospect of their kids not going back to public school in the fall is a major issue, particularly if they have younger children. who largely have not been affected by COVID the way the older population has.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the points that, that you know, both Dana Bash and the education secretary talked about, actually, was, you know, the fact that, you know, families have to figure out how this is going to all work, which is why she kept pressing her on a, you know, a more comprehensive, at least some details of a more comprehensive plan. As it is now, it seems like states and cities themselves are kind of coming up with their own sort of things, because that's where it's sort of been, you know, kind of punted back to the states and the municipalities to come up with something. I mean, here in New York City, they've already kind of unveiled a plan. The mayor has, about how the students are going to do blended learning, that, you know, they've got sort of a plan to go, okay, you know, in order to distance, which is going to be the biggest, probably the biggest problem, is getting kids to distance and having the space for them to distance, not just here in New York City where everything's crowded, but in any classroom, because of the ratio of students to teachers now pretty much across the country. And so, I mean, there's different plans that have been, you know, put in place by different municipalities. Pittsburgh is going to unveil theirs today, about how they plan to, you know, do, you know, learning in the fall. So we'll see. Yeah.
It's a good point. Tanya J. Powers, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks.
You bet. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers there reporting on this issue today. I don't think anybody thought the president could force schools to reopen. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it's going to be a local decision, but people have got to talk to their local school board. If you have an opinion on this, getting on Facebook and expressing your frustration doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah.
You need
That's
to
for
show
sure.
up.
Contrary
you need
to popular belief.
Right? Thank you. Listening to me talk about it on the radio doesn't fix the problem. If you don't even know where your school board meets, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, get online with your school district, find out the next time the school board's meeting, and go sit in the next meeting and express yourself. They all have a public comment meeting. You may fall on deaf ears, but go let them know. They're all elected. They're not appointed. So if you have a strong opinion on this and you want your kids to go back to school this fall, you need to start putting some pressure on them.
I just keep wondering if I live in a bubble, because like she just said, she was like, oh, students and parents and teachers are all living in fear for their lives. I don't know those people. I mean, and again, maybe I live under a rock, but I get that this is real and that people, I'm not trying to deny that at all. But are you surrounded by people that are living in fear for their lives on a daily basis?
No. Just got back from a long trip out west. I didn't experience any of that. I'll just have to say. We'll get to what say you? 314-241-9797.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I think what's really important for people to understand is that in Missouri, the Castle Doctrine is very expansive. And so this was not a public street. This was not a public, you know, right-of-way of any sort. I mean, this is private property. The gate was, you know, down into a private neighborhood. And according to McCloskey's, you know, there's video everywhere. They told the folks coming through, this is private property. Have said that they were threatened, their lives were threatened, people were going to kill them, their dog, and live in their house, and they are on their property. And, again, that the Castle Doctrine allows you to defend yourself and your family and your home and your property.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my falsetto.
Bad and bougie.
Speaker Tim Jones joining us right now. Tim, good morning.
Hey, Mark, good morning. Welcome back. Good to hear you.
Thank you, my friend. That was the Attorney General Eric Schmidt there talking about the McCloskey case and the fact that clearly Kim Gardner is going after these two individuals who were simply protecting their property.
Yeah, Mark, kudos to my former Missouri legislative colleague there, current Attorney General Eric Schmidt, for willing to state the obvious. But the problem, Mark, is you state the obvious these days, you're going to get cancel cultured. You know, it takes a lot of courage to speak up like the Attorney General did for what? The rule of law. I mean, Mark, forget about Western civilization. The far left seems to want to destroy civilization, period, no matter whose it is. I mean, when you're to the point where you're doing things like what resulted in the McCloskey incident, or even worse, when you're burning down Catholic churches, destroying statues of the Virgin Mary, when you're rolling through urban streets with abandon, when you have more shootings in a weekend in Chicago this past weekend than we've had in the many months prior, this has nothing to do any longer with any quest for racial justice or equality. Or, you know, I would dare you to go out on the streets these days and talk to some of these current rioters and protesters and ask them who George Floyd is. I'll bet you couldn't. I bet you get a blank stare from a lot of them, because, Mark, it's to the point where I hate to be hyperbolic about it, but it's bordering on the edge of being satanic, right? I mean, it's not having any semblance of morals. It's Lord of the Flies is what it's becoming. And if you don't know what the heck I'm talking about there, well, then there's another failure of public schools, because nobody's reading the classics anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Very true, Tim. The McCloskey case, honestly, has gotten such attention that I'm out west last week on vacation. I'm at a breakfast place in the middle of Columbia Falls, Montana, which is right next to Glacier Park. And there's a couple waiting in the lobby with us to get in and get a seat. Conversation comes up. They ask us where we're from. Well, it's the St. Louis area, right? They're like, oh, boy, you guys have got a mess going on out there. What's up with this Kim Gardner, George Soros prosecutor you've got? I mean, people in the middle of Montana are looking at what we've got going on in this city, and they're just shaking their heads.
Yeah, when the moose in Montana are concerned, Mark, you know it's a problem. And you look at what St. Louis has been famous for the last few years. Thank goodness we had the St. Louis Blues for some positivity in there. But we went from Ferguson to Kim Gardner to this McCloskey incident to what's next. Unfortunately, St. Louis is not alone in this. You look around the country right now at Detroit, Chicago, New York City, St. Louis, L.A., and you're seeing the same thing happening all across the border. And, Mark, one thing has fed another, hasn't it? It's strange to say it, but you can connect the dots on all this. None of this was purposeful, but the left has definitely, in the words of Rahm Emanuel, not let this crisis go to waste. I'm talking about the far left. I'm not talking about traditional law and order Democrats, of which there are plenty of right here in St. Louis and across the country. I'm talking about this Antifa anarchist BLM Marxist left that has taken the coronavirus pandemic, you know, through the lockdowns, through the economic anxiety and depression that a lot of people have experienced, into the riots, into defund the police, into now violence raging in Democrat-run cities all across the country. And those of us in the common sense conservative world, you know, the large majority of us who likely do not live in urban America, are sitting here going, why is the left burning down and destroying these places that are largely run by folks on their side of the political spectrum? And are we next? You know, is this what the end goal is, to absolutely utterly destroy so they can rebuild in some kind of fantastical Marxist imagery, utopia of the future, which has never worked anywhere in the country, right? Great. There's been a great series that's been running frequently on Fox on the weekends. Brett Baer did it. It's a one-hour special, The Unofficial History of Socialism. And, you know, Brett goes from, you know, the very early days all the way through the Stalin era, Mao, the Cultural Revolution, you know, through the East Asian countries experienced it, you know, our own footsie with it here in the United States of America. And the question he leaves you with at the end is, why are we even talking about this, right? It's never worked. It'll never work in the future. But we've got this far left that's taking advantage of all these things I just mentioned to try to push us to that extreme. And that's what Joe Biden and the Democrats are offering us as a choice in November. And I can't imagine a majority of Americans wanting to go down that road.
I think Americans see through it, Tim, and I think they see how the coronavirus issue is being manipulated as well when it comes to schools and a lot of other issues. Before we run out of time here, I just saw another ad running this morning. I believe it might have been on Channel 5's website from some group pushing Medicaid expansion, wanting you to feel guilty if you don't support Medicaid expansion. This thing's going to go down like a Led Zeppelin, and thank goodness for that.
Yeah, Mark, I hope that people are understanding and learning the truth of it. And, you know, I am absolutely working on this as part of my full-time day job over at First Rule. We're trying to do everything we can to get the real truth out about what Medicaid expansion will actually do. All you need to do is look around the country at the 37 states that have already expanded Medicaid. All you have to do is read the articles in NPR and other publications like that, of all places, and read about the $6 billion budget hole that New York had under Governor Cuomo in January of this year, before the coronavirus crisis. In January, NPR was reporting that Governor Cuomo was bemoaning the fact that he had a $6 billion budget gap, and he was tying it directly to Medicaid expansion. Because guess what Cuomo said? He said, you know, it's weird. The costs outran the projections. Huh?
Imagine
how about that? Mark, whenever in history, not only in the United States, but of the world, has a government program been expanded and worked better? Dumping more money into a government black hole does not deliver better health care. Medicaid is already a system that is massively in need of reform. The reform we need is not to pump millions of more dollars and thousands of more Missourians into it. One in five Missourians, Mark, already get Medicaid. They're already eligible. It already covers all seniors in Missouri, all children in Missouri, pregnant women in Missouri, the disabled in Missouri, the blind in Missouri. Everybody who should be in that social safety net right now in Missouri gets Medicaid expansion. Gets Medicaid. The expansion, Mark, would expand it to able-bodied, working adults. They would be basically convinced to come off of their private insurance and go on to the government rolls for no reason other than the fact that the Democrats and the left want to expand a massively broken government program. You know what that equals, Mark? It equals voters for them. It's another system of entitlement spending to buy votes. And here's what's going to happen. Your taxes are going to have to go up to cover the shortfall, like the $6 billion shortfall in New York and many other states. Where are we going to get that money from if we don't cut taxes or if we don't raise taxes? Well, then you're going to have to cut education, which you've been talking about a lot this morning. And finally, if you're worried about Planned Parenthood and abortion, you should be terrified of Medicaid expansion, because it will further fund Planned Parenthood. It will further fund abortion in the state of Missouri. There's a gazillion reasons not to like Medicaid expansion. I haven't found one yet that would support it.
I couldn't agree more. Tim, great having you back on again, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you back too, Mark. And if folks want more information on that, knowon2inaugust.com. knowon2inaugust.com. Get all the facts about what Medicaid expansion would really do to harm the great state of Missouri.
That's awesome. Keep up the good work, Tim. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep, talk to you soon. Speaker Tim Jones, every Sunday night right here on 971 FM Talk. A quick break here. What say you? 314-241-9797. Got Todd Pyro coming up at 7:10. And we're going to talk to a local attorney who specializes in your Second Amendment rights. He provides consultations for people who have to exercise their Second Amendment rights, like the McCloskeys had to. We're going to get to him at about 7:30. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you're with us this morning. Join us on Facebook. Go to radio.com. I listened to the show while I was on vacation because in radio.com, you can listen to it anywhere. It's fantastic. You can rewind it. Go check it out. Let me get to the phones real quick. I've got Madonna holding. Madonna, good morning to you.
Good morning. Welcome back, sir. We missed you.
Thank you very much.
While you were on vacation. Well, a couple M's to remember. The initial M, no Medicaid expansion, bad for M, Missouri, and the merger man. The merger man is Mantovani. Steer clear of that man. I know a lot of inside information on him. He wants the merger, city-county merger.
All right. Yeah, I've seen the sound bites where he talked about that a few years ago when he was running. I asked him about it when he was on this show. He claims that he's in support of this, bringing the city back into the county as another municipality.
Correct. Right. So,
which is different than the, you know, Better Together's plan, right?
He's a very arrogant man. He thinks he knows everything for the benefit of the state. He does not. I have inside information. He's another typical liberal Democrat.
Yeah.
And he will destroy Missouri, like Medicaid expansion.
Well,
thank
Madonna,
you so
I tell
much.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you for that. I have not endorsed anybody in that race. Don't get me wrong. People are going to have to make a choice between, on the Democratic side, Sam Page and Mark Mantovani and Jake Zimmerman. That's what the conversation has been in the primary. We'll get back with Todd Pyro after the break.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.